Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Hey everybody, Norm Borg here, and if you're a racing nerd like me, this weekend is perfect for you. We have got Legends Day at Clinton. We'll talk more about that. We've got the Night of Champions at Rideau-Carlton Raceway, of course, Adrenaline down in Sarnia, and the Gold Cup and Saucer. That's all straight ahead on Trot Radio. You don't want to miss this.
August 20th through 23rd, Sarnia will come alive with the first ever edition of Adrenaline, an event that will combine world-class horse racing and entertainment. Sunday is Family Day, and Adrenaline has an amazing show with the famous McCann Dog Show. Enjoy a pizza lunch with the racing mascot Willie Wynn and friends, the Giddy Up and Gallop Walk and Fun Run, and an educational trip through the world of horses with Equimania. Adrenaline, so much more than racing. Purchase a family pass online by July 1st for only $24. Go to AdrenalineFest.ca.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. I mentioned at the outset this is going to be a huge weekend for harness racing fans. First of all, let's go down east to one of my favorite spots, Prince Edward Island, home of the Gold Cup and Saucer, the 50th edition, brought to you by Sobeys. Like the way I put that plug in, Lee?
I really like that, Norm.
Yeah, I thought you would. Lee Drake of Harness Racing PEI. Lee, what a tremendous event this is year after year.
Well, Norm, you're absolutely right. And this is a very exciting year. I know all the people that have been involved in this such event, they're going to be here. They're going to be watching it. And, you know, there's 200 former ambassadors coming back for a reunion. And a lot of special presentations. The action has been fantastic on the racetrack. So has been the weather. And our numbers have been fantastic. So, you know, we're really excited about it. And it's really shaping up, Norm, to be one of the most, well, not only can you add the history to it, but really a really exciting field for the 50th edition.
Yeah, well, let's take a look at this because, you know, there is a lot of potential drama here. Silent Swing, trying to win two Gold Cup and Saucers, has had a bad shake at the box. Draws Post State. That leaves it up to Pacific Oak and Royal Baquette, some of the speedsters. And who knows? They might duke it out, and one of my favorite Rideau horses might slip up the middle.
Well, you're right. I mean, Silent Swing is the current track record holder here in Charlottetown, and he's put in an awesome performance in Trial 1. Trial 2 was, you know, just another great performance, almost a track record there with Along Came Polly. And you mentioned I'm Just a Little Guy. He put in a brilliant performance, and I know Ted McDonald is quite excited with his post position. You know, he's got some options there, what he can do. You know, there's going to be a lot of speed closing out there for sure, and we think it's going to set up in such a way with horses like Along Came Polly and All the Weapons and Secret Weapon and all those horses in the middle of the gate going to be flying out of there, that we've got a perfect storm, if you will, for new track record.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right, and my hope is, and again, I'm the sentimental favorite, I'm hoping the little guy can just get sucked along and long enough, let the big boys, you know, kind of duke it out, and, you know, he could very well just slide right in and pace into some tiring fractions. But full field of nine here. Vance Cameron is going to be going out of his mind because this does promise to be a wonderful Gold Cup and Saucer.
Yeah, it does, and the other elements to it, too, with very special occasions throughout the week, and we started major promotions back in April. The countdown of the Cup is going to continue. Those major draws completed on Friday night, then the 50th edition of the Sobeys Gold Cup on Saturday. It's on the Bell Alliance Race Day Show as well. You can get that at harnessracingpei.com. HBI players have an opportunity to play, too. And, you know, Norm, we have a special 13 special presentations to make throughout the night, too. I'm sure some folks that are going to be quite surprised. But, you know, we've added a new touch to it. I think Jeremy Pierce's idea of the pictures with the trials of the horses and the girls was amazing. But, you know, it's all shaping up to be a great show.
Well, it is a wonderful event, and we wish you nothing but the best with this. Lee Drake of Harness Racing PEI, thanks for being on Trot Radio.
Thank you very much, Norm. Really appreciate it.
And they're from Prince Edward Island, from Prince Edward Island.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. We said it was a busy weekend. Let's take things to good old Ontario and southern Ontario, Clinton, Ontario, to be precise. One of my favorite haunts in the summer is Clinton Raceway, and a gentleman that's going to be taking part in their Legends Day is on the other end of my line. He is the little man, but only in stature, Ron Waples. A real honor and a pleasure to have you on Trot Radio.
Thank you very much for inviting me, Norm.
Well, I tell you, I think it's great that you and others like John Campbell, Bill O'Donnell, Doug Brown, just to name a few, are coming up to Clinton to do Legends Day, and it's just a great way that most people in our sport give back, especially the guys at the top of the ladder.
Yeah, it's quite a day, you know. I'm not so sure that the fans get the best of it. I think we kind of get the best of it because we get to meet all the people we don't see all year long, or a lot of people we don't see all year long, and you know, we enjoy it as much or more than even the fans, just by seeing them all there, and usually everybody's happy and jovial, and they usually have a good time.
I've attended more than one Legends Day, and I'll tell you, it's like being a kid at an All-Star game when you see guys like yourself, Johnny Campbell, and you know, it's so great to watch you guys drive in those races, because you know, the best drive like the best, and you're not seeing, you know, nobody's holding back.
No, it's you know, I think everybody, I can speak for everybody there, everybody's excited about being there, and they want to put on a good show, and they would get some nice horses to drive, and it's just the luck of the race, usually.
Obviously, when I'm interviewing a legend, speaking of legends, one does want to look over a fabulous career, and when we look over the career of Ron Waples, and it's one that's still going strong. You recently went over the $75 million total in purse winnings at Clinton. I could go on, but you know, is there one that really stands out, Ron? One that when you finally do hang them up, you can say, yeah, that's the one that mattered most?
You know, just to get to racing all those races that you mentioned just would be an honor. Then when you get to win them, but then afterwards I think about it, you know, somebody had to win them. I was just in the right spot at the right time, I guess.
Well, it may as well be you, but you got to have some hands to get it done, because I guarantee you could put me on Brett Hanover, and he ain't going to win.
Oh, I'm not so sure about that, Norm. You know, I tell everybody if I can do it, anybody can do it.
You're the cousin of another legend, Keith Waples. Do you have a favorite? One of my favorite Keith Waples stories is the one where you picked up a catch drive earlier this year, I think it was, down east. You thought he was calling you to congratulate you on your 8-length victory. Tell our listeners how the conversation went.
Well, I don't know who kind of made that up, but somebody made it up because he didn't call. But
are you kidding me?
Yeah, whoever it was that made it up said that he called to say, you know, where were you going? Because when you worked for Keith, he wasn't crazy about you winning by 5 lengths, 5 inches, a lot along his line. You know, he just was such a master at knowing where the wire was, and if you went on and win by 5-6 lengths, he used to say that to you. Where were you going anyway?
No kidding. So somebody sort of instilled a little bit of what if into the story. Well, I tell you, my brush with greatness with Keith Waples came right here at Rideau Carlton Raceway. I had a chance to meet him. And how old is he now?
He is 86.
Yeah, let me tell you, he was 85 at the time. I went to shake his hand. He put a hurt on me. The man has got a grip at 85. Just phenomenal.
He is healthy, and he's sharp, and I mean, I just enjoy being around him. I went over there once about a month ago, and this is a true story, and he asked me how things are going. I said, well, I was just about out of business. A bunch of them were sick and everything else. I said, what about hiring me? And he said, no thanks. I had you working for me once. The end of that.
Let's get serious for just a minute, because we know that our sport is in decline, and there are, you know, a million reasons for it. We pointed fingers all we could, but you know, there is an effort now to try and revive things. You and I both know it's the best game in the world. Where do you see the future of harness racing?
What I see from my angle is that all of a sudden everybody said, hey, you know, this is getting away on us. Let's do something and pull together. And you know, I think right from what's going on around WEG here to the smaller tracks, I mean, you can point your finger at Ian Fleming and Kelly Spencer, and I mean, there's no two greater minds in my mind for marketing than those two people there at the smaller racetracks. I mean, they just go above and beyond the call of duty.
You hit that one right on the head.
Yeah, they're very, very good. And you know, I'm going to get off base here just for a second, Norm, if I could.
Sure.
My wife, Liz, she does the OHA Kids Camp, and mm-hmm. they just came back from Ottawa, Rideau Carlton.
That's
last
right.
week. And they could not, her and her staff could not say enough good things about Rideau Carlton and their staff down there, their marketing people. They were treated like royalty, they said, and I just would like to pass that on. And let's not keep it a secret. Let you pass it on too, Norm.
Well, I certainly will, and it's an honor to do that, and thank you so much. Tell you what, we're going to do a little thing here we do whenever we're talking to some of the biggest names in the sport. I've done it with John Campbell. Did it with Ken Workington on the announcing side. We call this little feature drive on, okay?
Yes.
Kind of a rapid-fire question and answer. I'll ask a few questions. You answer them as quick as you can. If you don't want to answer it or can't, just say drive on.
Now you
okay?
realize how old I am. It takes me a little longer to think, you know.
I can edit it.
Okay.
Okay, drive on with Ron Wables. First question, and every time I ask it, they're afraid to admit it, but you're from the Toronto area.
Yes.
Favorite hockey team?
Montreal Canadiens when I was growing up because my father liked the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Nobody admits to being a Leaf fan except me. Nicest track to watch harness racing?
I think one of the smaller tracks just to watch harness racing, but I mean, now my favorite, I guess, is Mohawk because it's fan-friendly now and they've set great races there.
Nicest track to drive on?
Maybe Delaware, Ohio.
Okay. If Ron Wables could do something else for a living, what would it be?
Do your job. I enjoy talking to people and find out what they think.
Well, I tell you, you've done a great job on that. Just to digress for a moment, I've seen you on broadcasts of the Hambo, of course, and on the WEG broadcast. Yeah, you could fill in very capably, Ron. What is Ron Wables' idea of a good time?
I think sitting around with your friends or having a dinner party. Elizabeth's on dinner parties, and she's a great cook, and we have some people over, and I think talking about the industry, that's all I live for is the industry, and I'm always interested in what the people on the outside have to say, especially people that don't go to the races or go once in a while, and you'll ask them, you know, what would they like to see, what would they like to do there, you know?
Well, you're right. Those of us who love this game, it's more than just a game. Ron Wables, this has been a real honor, and boy, thank you so much for being on Trot Radio and sharing with us. Good luck on Legends Day at Clinton.
Thank you, and I think you do a great job there, Norm. I listen to it all the time.
Wow, thank you, sir.
Wow, Ron Wables listens to this show. My wife is going to have to get a crowbar to get my head through the door. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio. Presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications. This job rocks. Bye-bye.